Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 28th day of Adar Aleph, Toshin Pei Beis. Masechta Demai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. After we learned in the previous Mishnah about a person who wants to become believed or trusted as far as Maaseris is concerned, now we want to learn about how would a person who's Nama Oretz now take upon himself to be known not only as a Naaman for Maaseris, but also as a Chover, as a trusted person, as far as Taaros is concerned. Because an Nama Oretz, even though he's a Yisrael and he does Torah Mitzvahs, they're all considered with a status of Tomei, of being Tomei. And they're not believed in matters of Taaros for various reasons, until they accept upon themselves what's called Divrei Chaveros, words that are really like make them a chover. Chover means a respected person who is trusted now for Taurus. So, says the Mishnah, what does it take? What are the Divrei Chaveros? Hamakabila lovely as chover, if a person wants to take upon himself to be known as a chover, who is careful with dinim of Tumah and Tara, and that his food and that his clothing are considered tohor, eina mochel amaretz lach v'yavesh. So, one thing is he's not allowed to sell to an Am Aretz any liquids or solids because an Am Aretz is considered Tomei, and by giving liquids or solids to their jurisdiction, it's causing them to make them Tomei, and it's also forbidden to cause Tumah to Chulin, even though it's Chulin, even though it's not holy in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eino lokech menu lach, and nor does he buy from an Am Aretz liquids or beverages, because they're considered Tomei. Dry goods, however, he can buy for Nama Oretz, because dry goods will not become a Mekabel Tumah until until liquid or water or any of the seven liquids which will be Machshul Mekabel Tumah come in contact with the food. Now, Nama Oretz, whilst he's not believed to say that they were not Tomei, he is believed to say that water or no water or any other liquids have been in contact with this food since it's been taken from the ground. That they are trusted on. So you can buy solids from them, but you can't buy liquids from them if you want to be a chover. What else do he have to take upon himself? Ve'enoi misareach etzel amaretz. A person who wants to have a reputation of a chover, he cannot stay as a guest with an Amoritz, even if the Amoritz took tithing and had taken most of his fruits. Why? Because he might become Tomei by the Amoritz. Amoritz, remember, were considered under a status of Tomei. Veloima orcha etzlein, nor would you invite an Amoritz to your house if you want to be known as a chaver. Bichsusai, when the Amoritz is dressed in his clothes. Why? Because the clothes of an Amoritz are more Tomei than the Amoritz himself. The clothes of Amoritz are considered by default as Tomei Medras. That's an upper tumah. That's serious stuff. That's because maybe his wife, who was a Nida, she sat upon it, and that therefore make the clothes of the Amoritz, her husband, Tomei, but not just Tomei, Tomei Medras. And that has the power to be Metamei another person, those clothes, touching or carrying, even if they're not touching him directly. And in that sense, the clothes of Amoritz are considered more strictly Tomei than Amoritz himself. Because Amoritz himself, whilst he's considered Tomei, can only be Matame someone else if that someone else touches his body. No, so that the Chover can be more careful of. But with the clothes, even if he didn't touch the clothes directly, but it was just masa, carrying, or indirect contact, that'll also make him Tomei. And that's why one of the things he has to take upon himself is not to invite an Am Aretz because of his clothes into his house. Rabbi Yehuda adds the following things, further things that he has to take upon himself. Af lo yigadel behemadaka. He also has to resolve not to rear and to graze light animals, small animals in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is because they would tend to graze in other people's fields. Nor can he be frequent to make vows. He shouldn't be a person. He should not make vows frequently, because that could come to break the vows too. And he shouldn't be constantly involved in frivolity. frivolity and too much laughter and communion brings a person, God forbid, la erva, as it says in Pirkavis. Veloyehe metam lamesim, nor should he make himself tame by coming into contact with the corpses, unless it's absolutely necessary. Umeshamesh beveis hamedrash, and he also should take upon himself to serve the chachamim in the beis hamedrash, in order to learn from them. Now, all these things are also steps of becoming a chaver according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chacham did not agree to these last additions. Amru loy, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, loy bo'u elu lichlal. These last things that you've mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda, are not really part of the acceptance of the requirements for becoming a chaver. They don't directly deal with tum and taras, as opposed to the initial things we mentioned in the Mishnah, which are all related to the topic of tum and tara. Mishnah Dalet. Going back to the topic of demai, what leniencies, what further leniencies are there with regard to demai? So demai again is produce brought from Rama Oretz. It's a suffix if it's been tied or not, and for that reason we can be, the Chachamim were lenient in the following matters. In addition to what we mentioned in earlier Mishnahs. Hanach toimim, bakers, that are chaverim. Now, these are people that are trusted for tumantara. They're not amaratzim. They're not your average amaratz. They accepted upon themselves to become chaverim. But they're baking, and usually in large quantities. Loichivu oisom chachamim lahafrish. The chachamim did not require them to separate truma, to separate maaser rishon and maaser sheni from the produce that they bought from amaratz. Elokadei trumas maaser v'chala. The only thing that Chum said they have to still separate is Trumas Maaser, which is a Maaser of a Maaser. It's a tenth of a tenth. That will be the Trumas Maaser that normally that would be given by the Levi from his Maaser. But you're not giving the Maaser to the Levi, but take a tenth of that tenth, and that just go to the Kohen. Similarly, Challah, once the flour that you've taken from the, that the baker has taken from the, bought from the Moritz, has been made into a dough, then that a bit of 1/48 of the dough has to be given to the Kohen. Maaser Sheni, the Chachamah did not require the baker to set aside, and it's the consumer who'll have to set it aside. What's the reason they gave this leniency for bakers? And that's because in those times the bakers were under pressure to sell the bread cheaply, and the margins that they would earn would be so little after all the costs. The Chacham did not therefore want to add another cost of separating Maaser Sheni into having to take it up to Yerushalayim if with this demai that the baker might have bought. However, there is one condition, and that is, when does the baker not have to set aside Maaser Sheni? That is if he's selling it to a chaver. Customers in the shop, or customers of the baker, are themselves chaverim, and they are kept with tumantara, and therefore we can rely upon the fact they'll take it up to the Beis Hamikdash, and they separate their own Maaser Sheni. If, however, the baker, the nachtoim, is selling it on to a Am Haaretz, then before you do that, you would have to separate Maaser Sheni before he sells it to the Am Haaretz. Now, the ordinary retail shopkeeper is not allowed to sell demai. The reason, but before he separates Maaser Sheni, he has to first separate Maaser Sheni. And there are two reasons brought for this. One is, shopkeepers sell with a retail margin, and therefore they earn more. The Chacham therefore put upon them the bigger burden of having to take Maaser of everything and sell a dober masukin, as it's called, sell a ready-to-eat product. And number two, a second reason brought is because shopkeepers tended to give to kids, to children. They used to come to the shops. And you're not allowed to give to the children something that's not really fit to eat. So they have to take off the Maaser Sheni first and then to become fit. Kol ha-mashbin b'mido gasa, continues the Mishnah, all those who sell in large quantities, Rishoin Limkur Sadamai, are permitted to sell Demai. And that's because they usually sell in large quantities and they heap up the amounts, and they don't learn much at all. So therefore, the Chacham did not put upon them the extra burden of having to separate from Demai the Maser Sheni. Elo Elohein HaMashbin, and who does separate it? It'll be the Lekeach, the one who buys it from the shopkeepers. Elohein HaMashbin B'mida Gasa. What are the people who sell in large volumes? That we said they have this hatter, this leniency, that they can sell demai. That is, kigoin hasitonos, the people who are retailers selling it. Sitonos are those who sell it to the retailers. Sorry, they're the wholesalers. Sitonos are wholesalers. And they sell it to the retailers. They're selling in large quantities usually. Therefore, they have this leniency. The latter sell demai. They don't have to separate the masasheni. Or moichre tevoah, and also people who are grain merchants. Again, they usually sell in large quantities, so they too have that leniency. The latter sell demai, the latter sell the produce without having to first take masasheni.